is this a lifestyle call?
Yes, it is. Who's on the call?
Doesn't look like anybody.
Oh, who are you?
It's Dennis Bryant, Focus on Growth.
Okay, this is Dottie from Massachusetts. How are you today?
Hey, Dottie, thank you.
How's the weather there?
Hot. We're going to hit 92 again today.
Oh, my heavens. Oh, I just got back from a nice walk, and it's about 40 degrees here. So beautiful. Sunshine's out.
On our way to Denver, and it's in between the mid-30s and the high 40s there.
Ah.
I'm looking forward to the cool-off.
The cool-off, I know. How's your water quality? How's the water? Do you have enough water? I know that there's different parts of the state that, not in Texas so far, you know, but North Carolina and Georgia, I guess they have problems with their water, enough water.
No, we're great. We've got over 34 inches above our normal annual rainfall already this year.
Oh, wow. Wow. That's pretty good. Who else is on the call?
Hey, this is Bonnie from Minnesota.
Hi, Bonnie. This is Dottie from Mass.
Hi, Dottie.
Good morning, Lifestylers. How are you out there today?
Good morning.
Is Char here this morning? I guess not. Good morning. Who do we have on the call so far?
Margaret from Fort Worth.
Margaret, good morning, Margaret. I guess I'll do the call this morning. Who else is here?
Veronica from Toronto.
Veronica from Toronto.
Bonnie, Minnesota.
Bonnie in Minnesota.
Margaret, this is Maddie from Delaware.
Maddie from Delaware.
And her counterpartner, Dottie from Massachusetts.
Hi, Dottie. Good morning.
Good morning. Anybody else?
Charlene.
New Braunfels.
Darlene?
Yes, California.
And I heard a gentleman speak up.
Dennis in New Braunfels.
Good morning, Dennis.
Good to see you.
Good to be here. Anybody else?
And you are who?
I'm Monty from Olympia, Washington.
Hi.
Monty Deans. Yes. Anybody else? Well, we'll go ahead and kick this call off then, and I'll first of all start off by welcoming you all here to the Advanced Lifestyle Call on October the 15th, the year 2007. Glad you're all here. The purpose of the Advanced Lifestyle Call is to provide the most current nutritional and advanced product technology information in the wellness industry. When better health is attained, all areas of life will be impacted. The people you hear today are part of a study product group that are actively applying both the principles found in the book The China Study by Colin Campbell, and most are utilizing cutting-edge wellness products made available by Nikkei Corporate. The China Study, where the book begins, was the largest nutritional study ever done in the world. There were over 880 million participants. That blows my mind every time I hear that. Attending this call in no way obligates you to make any purchases. You are our guest. We ask only that if you find this helpful and see benefit in anything you've learned, please pass on the call number and the time to others. We'd like to thank you for letting us enter your home, office, or car at this time. Well, we've had an interesting week and weekend. How many of you were on the webcast? I guess none of you were on the webcast. That was exciting.
This is Charlene. I was on the webcast with Ron Lynn Drummond.
Good morning. Great. Okay. What'd you think? The new products?
Pretty awesome.
Yeah, they are. I really like those new cardio strides. I know that they only come in the white. I was hoping they'd come out in different colors, and then I can remember back when the white ones originally came out, that what a lot of people did was take them down to some sort of an expert that dyed them, and they took the white ones and they dyed them in different colors, from anywhere from black to beige. I even saw a burgundy pair of cardio strides. They look pretty doggone nice, if you want the truth. But anyhow, yeah, I think the new cardio strides are going to be absolutely excellent. Yes, so we've had a great week. Let's take last week, for instance. Is there anybody on the call that remembers something that kind of was an aha for them in the last week, that what was being discussed. I'm sorry I wasn't able to be here last week, but situations
have
turned.
Where were you, Marcy?
I'll just say this, and then we'll move on down the road with the call. I'm sure quite a few heard about the aircraft that crashed in Washington State with 10 members aboard. And my son was a very good friend of one of those people. So we've, yeah, okay? So that basically was the reason that I wasn't here, but everything's moving along. So, doggone it, seeing that I wasn't here last week, I don't know much to talk about. Is there anybody that has any ahas or anything that you happened to come across last week, or a recipe or anything that you would like to talk about?
Money, this is Maddie. I have a question. Last month I was at the supermarket.
Yes, Maddie.
And remember I told you that I ran into those purple potatoes?
Oh, right.
Blue potatoes.
Yep.
And I told you I peeled them, and I for some reason they were, bendable, so I decided to eat them, and they were delicious. And that's the way I ended up eating them. I have not seen one since. But last night I was in the supermarket, and something called Terra Blue's potato chips was there.
Mm.
And it was made from naturally blue potatoes.
Mm-hmm.
No trans fat, 40% less fat than other leading brands or potato chips. And the ingredients, I wanted to check with the group to see how this would be before I decided to open them and have a taste.
Go for it.
Go for it?
Yeah. Well, read the ingredients.
The ingredients were blue potatoes, canola oil, and or safflower oil, and or sunflower oil, and salt.
Mm-hmm. Well, it sounds like they're pretty well much, were they, they're probably fried or whatever in oil. So that immediately tells us. Does anybody have any suggestions there?
Are they baked or fried, Maddie?
This is, Nancy, I don't know. It doesn't say,
Usually if they're baked, they'll tell you.
Yeah, usually because they're so hard, too, when they're baked. I can't stand them.
Oh, they're healthier baked than fried, obviously.
I don't know. My husband loves baked, but, it does not, this is 40% less than. It doesn't say on that, so I imagine it must be the old fried way,
Just out of curiosity, what's the salt content for serving?
The salt content. Sodium, 115 milligrams.
And how many calories?
Calories, 130.
Oh, that's interesting.
That meets the guideline.
Right, I'm so tuned into that guideline now.
Yeah.
One to remember, it's the fat that I have trouble with.
I think the fat's 20%.
Of what?
Of the calories.
20% of the calories. Oh, that's all. Okay.
Well, the fat on here is 6 grams, so if it was 20%, it would be, 26, right? 26, okay.
Right. It seems to meet the guidelines of the salt and the fat. My only question would be, that it's probably, like you said, it's probably cooked in the oils.
Mm-hmm.
But there again, and here's the other thing to remember, too. We're talking about 115 to 130 calories, excuse me. What is the serving size?
Serving size is 1 ounce.
1 ounce. It doesn't say like, okay, so 1 ounce isn't a whole lot.
No.
That's probably, I don't...
Well, there's five, supposed to be five in this bag. Five of those servings in this bag.
Oh, okay.
So knowing myself, I would probably line up five plastic baggies and put 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, until they're all gone.
I have a bag in front of me that says blue corn chips.
I've seen those, yeah.
Yeah, and I'm looking to see if it says whether it's baked or fried.
That's that Libra. Everything has to be balanced.
Well, it should be, of course, here.
No, I'm not talking about what my birth sign. Oh, balancing up the Libra.
Okay.
Tomorrow I'm going to be another year younger.
Good.
Thank you.
In one day you're going to jump a whole year, huh?
Yeah, yeah, isn't it unbelievable?
It's amazing.
It is amazing.
Just out of curiosity, Maddie, what's the carb on that one?
The carb was the total carb, 19 grams.
Okay, this one's 18. And this one says organically grown blue corn, organically expelled pressed oil, canola, sunflower, or safflower, organic sesame seed, salt. It sounds basically what you're eating there.
They have all these other products. Probably yours is one of them.
How much calories in your
exotic vegetable chips? Which one do you have?
This is blue corn chips.
They have Terra Blues.
Corn chips.
Terra Red and Press. Oh, you're wigless. They have three.
What's the fat in yours again?
The fat was, the trans fat was 0 grams. Saturated fat, 1 gram.
Basically the same thing. I have not opened these. I don't know what they say.
Neither did I. I was waiting to get an answer from the group.
Well, I don't know if I open them, I'll eat them.
Of course.
Does anybody else on the call have anything you want to say about what we're talking about? I guess my only comment would be is, again, you know, when anytime we read labels or anything else like that, you know, and I guess I really found that out when I was concerned a little bit about Pam and the spray Pam, and that's why I think if you go by the serving size according to the ingredients and whatever, you know, sounds decent to me. I guess if that's something that you want to partake in.
It's not something you're going to sit down and eat the whole bag or that you're going to have every day.
Sure.
No, it isn't.
Hopefully.
Yeah. I think
you're
going
to eat the bag and all at once and then get it over with.
Yeah.
I think there was a marketing ploy out there with some sort of potato chip that says, I bet you can't eat just one.
Because mine has 5 ounces, Nancy. How much does yours have in it?
8.
Oh, you got 3 more ounces.
And this is the store brand, and it's USDA Organic. In fact, on the back it says Giant Eagle, which is the name of the grocery store. Commitment to quality is always 100%. You get double your money back if you're just if you're not satisfied.
Oh.
So eat all bags in the back coming on back.
Boy, dissatisfied. That's a pretty good investment.
Oh yeah.
Does anybody else have any questions or comment? Any new people on the call this morning that possibly might have a question in regards to the advanced lifestyle or the lifestyle or whatever?
I have a question, Monty.
Yes, go.
I don't know. Someone told me about a product Nikan had called Titusin. It was in it. It was something that made shells that absorbed 50% of the fat in your
mm-hmm.
body, and that they had this at one time.
Mm-hmm.
Why did they discontinue it?
I personally don't know the answer to that. Does anybody on the call know that?
Everybody was getting too skinny.
The only thing
I would dare to say that people were not buying enough of it. Normally, that's usually the reason to discontinue things. There's not enough purchases to warrant them keeping it in stock. That would be a guess. I don't know.
Well, that's probably a very good guess, because I know in marketing, that's one of the first things you want to look at is, and particularly companies that want to make money rather than putting a product on the shelf or having it continually to be manufactured, whatever, and then sits on the shelf. It's not a good utilization. It's called turnover. It's not a good utilization of money that's being invested. So, anybody else have any comments?
I have a question. This is Margaret.
Go, Margaret.
When you are going out to eat at different restaurants, how do you go about selecting a menu to file into the China syndrome?
Anybody have any suggestions for her?
China study.
What kind of restaurant you might?
Well, just thinking, Applebee's, I mean, I would but if you're like price and you're saying probably Oriental, so they'll have all sauces on.
You're talking Chinese?
Yes, uh-huh.
Besides the one that Mary Lou recommended, which wasn't available at the we were just there Saturday night. The vegetables and rice. And she couldn't believe that it was okay for me to not have sauce on it or not have anything on it.
Okay, so you just asked for them to hold the sauce?
Yeah, I just ordered a huge plate of steamed vegetables. Actually, I brought half of it home.
Oh, okay. And do they normally have the white rice? Do they offer anything else?
This one does not have any but the white, so I had no choice in that. But I'll have the rest of it with my brats when I come home. We went to, I don't know if you guys have Stir Crazy where you are. We went there last week for my daughter's birthday, and they actually have brown rice.
Wow.
Yeah.
Right. Thank you.
Another thing I would say, what was your name, Betty?
Margaret.
Margaret. Margaret, when I first started the program, Monty said something that was really life-changing for me. And that was at any restaurant, start with the starch. So now, instead of ordering steak, chops, fish, all that, start with the starch, whether it be a potato or rice. That becomes your big meat, replace it with the meat, and then order the vegetables around it. And I usually go by color. I look on the menu, and if I see some carrots, I'll order that, because that's orange. And then if they have some green spinach, and they have green beans, and things like that are usually a baked potato, a thing of rice, and then I usually go with a minimum of three to four vegetables within that starch that I start off with.
Oh, that's a good idea. Thank you so much.
I thought we ordered double salad.
Correct.
Yeah, you can double your salad. The other thing, too, that I like to do, and that's when I go into a restaurant, no matter what type of restaurant it is, you know, let's say a steak place or whatever, you know, if you know the first thing that comes with steaks is always some sort of potato, and usually it's either a mashed potato or a baked potato or some sort like that, and I like to take a baked potato, for instance, and even go ahead, and I know this might sound a little crazy, but order up like a steamed vegetable, and I can even take my steamed vegetables then and eat them individually or get a double order of that, like Nancy said, in regards to the salad. Or sometimes I just take my steamed vegetable, take a knife, and I cut them up as much as I can and make it nice and thin or whatever, and I just put that on top to bake, peel the bake, I mean, just open the baked potato up, put that on top the baked potato, and just enjoy it. So you can be pretty selective or creative in regards to when you go into any particular type of restaurant in most cases. Just if you understand the China study, and you know the main things that we try to stay away from is animal proteins in regards to dairy or the meat of animals, then you can look at the menu, and I know of not a lot of them have a lot of side-type dishes, and if you'll notice right on there is baked potatoes and different size salads and all kinds of stuff. One of the things I'm doing now, and I know this is a little strange probably to some of you, but I carry my own salad dressing right on in the restaurant, and I'll order a baked potato, take a salad dressing of my choice that day, whether it be the raspberry or whether it be garlic or whatever type of salad dressing that I've got at that particular time, and I just put that right on top of my baked potato. And one thing you can always get in most restaurants that have a grill or cook something, and that's you can usually get hash browns. The one thing you want to make sure is when you ask them to cook the hash browns, if they ask them to utilize no oil, I'm not, you know, even at home here, I use pine egg water when I cook my hash browns instead of putting oil or anything else in the pan. I just come in, grab my pan, pour in a little bit of pine egg water to get about a quarter of an inch on the bottom, and I just dump some hash browns in there and enjoy them. It's just
worked out
real well.
And, Margaret, one of the things you said about Applebee's, to me, now, I don't know what's in there. JJ Burger, but they make the best. So it's probably not all that great, since it's the best one I've had at Applebee's. They have a veggie burger and a salad, which is very good.
Okay, I haven't noticed that.
Yeah, there is. They just ask them. Oh, they may have it off the menu now. They call it a garden burger or something, and they don't put it on the menu anymore. I don't know if they're trying to discourage us from asking for it, but I said to them, when I was looking it over, I said, I thought you guys used to have a veggie burger or a garden burger. They said, we still do. They just don't put it on the menu.
Okay. All right.
And also, Margaret, I think one of the other things you're going to start to see, you know, and I always use this as organic foods. I can remember the time that we used to go into markets and you didn't see organic food. And then all of a sudden you found a little section that said organic food. Now you walk into most markets today, supermarkets or whatever, and they have good size places type foods. I noticed that when I go out and eat at a Mexican restaurant, you know, I've been to, I think, about three different Mexican restaurants within the last 3 months, and every time I've opened up their menu, I find a vegetarian section. Now, here's the one thing, though. See, vegetarians do eat, a lot of those menus, though, do have cheese on it. Okay, and to me, that's the animal protein base coming through me from a dairy product. So what I do is I look at it, it's got usually black beans, whole beans. I take them and just mash them up myself or eat them however I choose to that particular night. But I always ask them to please do not put any, eliminate the cheese. But give me what's there, but eliminate the cheese. And you gotta remember when we eat out, if we're eating out, remember we're much better in being selective in regards to what we eat, even though it might not be exactly what we would prefer. We as individuals can turn, make that meal, what we order, as close to what we need to get at as we possibly can. And I think in doing that, I think we still enjoy going out. We still enjoy the meal, understanding that, depending upon how many times you eat out a month or a week or whatever, all determines certain facts in regards to health. So go out to dinner, make your choices as best as you can make them. Understand the starches should be, your main, like your protein, for as we would normally order, and just have some fun. Enjoy it,
Thanks so much for all those suggestions.
Well, thank you for asking the question, because that's what we're here for, Margaret. I know you know that. Anybody else have any questions or comments? Well,
this is Mary Jane.
Go, Mary Jane.
We went out to dinner one day, and my son was here, and there's a favorite restaurant here in town that he likes to go to, and I had not been to it. Anyway, we went, and I looked through the menu, and there really wasn't that much that was available. But there was one thing that looked like it was lots of vegetables and stuff, but it had meat on it. I said, could you put a veggie burger? Do you have veggie burgers? And they said, yes. And so I said, well, just give me a veggie burger, but the rest of the stuff is fine. And I think if you look at the menus, lots of times people will do that. I've done that several times at different restaurants. And it was delicious, and it works fine. So they're willing to do that, and a lot of people do have it. One time in one restaurant, they had a sandwich, and that went along with the rest of the stuff. And I said, I don't want any meat in this. I want vegetables. And this the white bread came to me with green beans in it. I don't want any meat. I want vegetables. And I guess the only vegetables they had were green beans.
Well, doggone it, they were trying to please you, Mary Jane.
They did.
Yeah, you'll be.
Once in a while, you'll get something like that.
Yeah, that's what kind of makes it interesting. Makes life, enjoyable. We can laugh a little bit at it.
And now that's become your favorite restaurant.
Oh, boy. Yeah, don't tell us the name of that chain, though, please. In case I wonder, I know I'm going to end up getting green beans.
Yeah, no, it wasn't a chain. It was a local restaurant.
They were called canned beans.
Good morning, Monty. This is Joe.
Yes, Joe.
I like what you said about, just make the best of whatever situation you're in.
Yep.
I haven't shared with this group anything about I've only shared with Mary Lou about my trip to Germany, I think. But I have a real challenge there when we went to Germany for 12 days. And the very last day, there was a vegetarian dish. There were only two times when I saw vegetarian listed. Otherwise, I picked and chose. And there it was, vegetarian. So I ordered it. Well, potatoes are big there, which is absolutely fine. And my baked potato was the biggest baked potato I have ever seen. It was swimming. It was swimming in whatever would be our equivalent to thin sour cream with chives, etc.
Mm-hmm.
I could hardly see the potato. I was going through the shape. Had I asked for it on the side, it would have been like a cereal bowl of this rice. And I scraped and I tried to take a bite. I scraped away and tried to get a bite. Scraped away and get a bite. You know, All I could do was laugh at my vegetarian meal, and other people just shared with me. They laughed along with me, and so I got the best three other meals. And on the side, I had little pieces of iced red lettuce, a quarter of a tomato, and three slices of cucumber.
Mm-hmm.
Every other meal, there were lots of vegetables. And the time I ordered the vegetarian was at least, you know. Anyway, I just have to share. You know, I didn't send it back. I could have said, you know, something, but this isn't what I wanted. But I just have to say, you know, you make the best of it, and then you just share it, be the face laugh in other people's sake.
Well, thank you for saying that, Joe, because I really believe, you know, I certainly don't want to go in my life worrying about everything that I eat or eat whatever. I do worry about it based upon my health because I want to be as healthy as I can be. But when I get into situations like that, I just try to just focus on what I've learned through these calls, what I've learned through the books, and then take that menu and do the doggone best I can and still go ahead and enjoy going out and being with friends and people and whatever, rather than being so concerned or so fanatical about, well, man, I can't have this or what. Maybe, just like Char says, well, maybe there's a little bit of chicken in there or whatever. She's not going to get all upset about it or whatever. Or send it back or do whatever. She's just going to go ahead and enjoy it and maybe take a few pieces of those and slide them off to the side. But, you know, it's there and enjoy it. Enjoy your evening and enjoy your life because that's one of the reasons we're here is to enjoy as much of that as we possibly can. Thank you for that comment, Joe. Does anybody else have any comments they'd like to make along that line or any other questions that you might have at this time?
I think we just have to remember it's just one meal.
Yep.
And it's important to remember when you're ordering stuff to order it dry, like either it's toast or potatoes or vegetables. You know, you don't want them swimming in whatever.
Exactly right. I'd like to do something right now, if you don't mind. I'm going to read a little bit because I know in previous calls and whatever one of the things that some people have mentioned that either food's either bland or doesn't taste good or do whatever. So I'm going to read out of a book. It's called the New Google Cookbook, and it's page 83 for those of you that have it. And it says, a challenge, number 6, seasoning foods, solutions. Spice your foods according to your personal preference. You may prefer to add more or less spice. We learned about individual tastes through years of counseling people. This is Dr. McDougall and Mary, his wife, speaking. One person would tell Mary, your food is so bland, every time I make a dish, I have to double the spices. The next very person would ask Mary why she uses so many spices. Well, Mary has tried to flavor her recipes to satisfy the average palate. However, this moderate seasoning approach is subject to Mary's interpretation, and I think that's true with all of us. We interpret things the way we want to interpret, and for example, she happens to love curry, and I do not. Fortunately, over the years, my tastes have changed enough to where I can enjoy many of her Indian and Thai dishes. When deciding whether to use fresh herbs or dried ones, consider how long the food is going to cook. For a long cooking time, dried herbs are generally best. For a short cooking time, use fresh herbs, if they're available, to really appreciate the flavor these can add to foods. For equal flavor, you will need more fresh herbs than dried ones, because the dried ones are more concentrated. In time, however, dried herbs lose their potency. And I know we've talked about that before, about storing oils or herbs or whatever, that you know, they do kind of lose their potency or they go rancid, particularly in oil. Certain combinations of herbs, spices, and other seasonings are identified with ethnic dishes. You can take advantage of these to vary recipes and create new ones. Here's an example. If you're cooking a Mexican meal, a salsa, chili powder, cumin, and cilantro. If you want to add an Italian flavor, just add parsley, basil, oregano, and garlic. If you like Asian-type food, soy sauce, ginger, dry mustard, or garlic. If you like a Greek flavor and would like to take a menu and maybe take that particular menu or recipe, I should say, and go towards a particular type of flavor, then if you like Greek, you'd use lemon juice, cinnamon, cumin, and pepper. If you like Indian type meals, you would then go more to the spices of turmeric, pepper, cilantro, and cumin. And I think that is another great suggestion out of this particular book, is that here again, we all like certain flavors or tastes or certain types of food, so we can take recipes that And if we like maybe what the recipe is, but we maybe not like those particular spices or think, oh, well, I don't want that, then just realize that you can take that recipe, change them spices, and you can even go from a Mexican dish to an Asian dish utilizing the same type of the ingredients that are in there. And I'm finding that very true. And also, I ran across in here banana milk, and I know we've talked about rice milk and cashew milk and almond milk and whatever, but when I kind of saw this one in here that talked about the banana milk, I thought very, very interesting. And the recipe is nothing more than you take one banana, peeled and sliced, one cup of water, and this is optional now, 1/2 teaspoon of vanilla extract, place all the ingredients in a blender and process until smooth. And I'll bet that would be absolutely delicious for those of you that like bananas over your cereal or over your oatmeal or whatever it is that you might particularly be having in the morning.
Dr. Day says the same thing about bananas. The only thing she uses is instead of that last ingredient, she said, I thought she used dates because I'm meaning to try that.
Sure.
I've been doing the milk, you know, the rice milk and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I talked about it in the last call. I had been having a lot of, I don't know what you call it, mucus or something coming up that was so fuzzy and white. And then Nancy suggested maybe I was allergic to that. And so I stopped, you know, using that. And that seemed to have cleared up. And then Nancy says, well, maybe this is something that's supposed to come up. And I said, maybe I should start back using it again and continue letting whatever it is come up until it runs its course. I don't know.
My job here is to drive you crazy.
Yes.
Give you those options.
Yes.
So what happened?
Well, I have not used it. I like the idea that I don't have so much suds in my throat. But I've been meaning to use the banana. My husband just said to me, remind me the other day that Dr. Day said to use the banana.
Sure.
God forbid he would throw a banana in the blender and treat me to a banana.
I have this picture of you, Maddie, and I don't know if I'm going to say it on the call or not, but I've seen foam coming out of people's mouths, so I'm going to leave it at that. And
Well, my kids said one time they're going to remember me when I die. They're going to remember me as Kathleen Bates in Misery. Because one day I got so angry with them that I was foaming at the mouth. And this is the neighborhood out. I'm like, my God, they were about sixth grade. I mean, they're 33, you know, so I'm still foaming after all these years.
Yeah. Well, for all you new people on the call, just bear with us. Venture a little bit away from recipes or good thoughts in regards to health. But Maddie's there for us every doggone day. You know, just really appreciate all of you being on the call and giving your input no matter what it is.
So
Banana
thing. You can probably put it either in a blender or a food processor, a whole banana and a cup of water and some vanilla, and just smush it.
Yes, what it said, you can just smush it up, or you can put it like it says, blender and process until smooth. So you can even do that with a fork, I would imagine.
Probably good with a riper banana because you'll get a sweeter taste.
Yeah, probably.
Oh, I imagine, yeah. Or those good bananas that have the brown on the skin. Good. Does anybody else have anything this morning they'd like to mention or talk about or have a question? Okay, if not, I notice we're beyond the half hour, and I'd like to thank each and every one of you for being here. First of all, let me thank our Active Study Pilot group for their commitment to this program and their time. And second, thanks to all of our guests for their attendance today. If you have any questions or comments, let me direct you to the person that invited you to this call. Please have a wonderful day, and please join us again tomorrow. And we're here Monday through Fridays. And if you would like to, these calls, most Monday's calls or special guest calls are recorded at Focus on Growth. You can go there and re-listen to the calls on Advanced Lifestyle Calls on there, and we'll go from there. So how each and every one of you have a great day. Come back tomorrow with some good recipes or comments or something you tried that will help each of us support one another in this particular call. Have a great day. Talk to you all later.